WMFO Medford.
WMFO in Medford.
91.5 FM WMFO.
On 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Tufts Freeform Radio.
Mr. Kirk, Dexter's in school.
I'm afraid he's not, Miss Fishmore. Dexter's truancy problem is way out of hand. The Baltimore County School Board have decided to expel Dexter from the entire public school system.
Oh, Mr. Kirk, I'm as upset as you to learn Dexter's truancy. But surely expulsion is not the answer.
I'm afraid expulsion is the only answer. It is the opinion of the entire staff that Dexter is criminally insane.
That boy needs therapy.
Purely psychosomatic.
That boy needs therapy.
Lying down on the couch.
What does that mean?
You're a nut. You're crazy in the coconut.
What does that mean?
That boy needs therapy.
I'm gonna kill you.
That boy needs therapy.
Granny Gazoo, let's have a chew. How about I count three?
That boy needs therapy.
He was white as a sheep.
And he also made false teeth.
Business continues below.
Did I ever tell you the story about
cowboys
and midgets
and the Indians
and frontier psychiatry?
I felt strangely hypnotized.
I was in another world, the world of 20,000 girls
and milkman rectangles.
Two optometrists.
A man with a golden eyeball.
And tighten your buttocks.
Or juice on your chin.
And a pro
promised my girlfriend I'd get
the violin.
Frontier Psychiatry.
Can you think of anything else?
A record?
A record?
Do you love classic rock but hate the lack of variety on classic rock stations? Then tune in to Classic Rock Mine. Classic Rock Mine delivers classic rock that rocks. From bands you know like Grand Funk Railroad, Mott the Hoople, and Uriah Heep, to bands you don't know like the Flower Traveling Band, Papo's Blues, and Nectar. Classic Rock Mine. It's the best classic rock you've never heard. Saturday nights from 9 to 11 on 91.5 WMFO Medford. Tufts University Radio.
Você não me queria, não devia me procurar, não devia me iludir. Você não me queria, não devia me procurar, não devia me iludir, nem deixar eu me apaixonar, evitar.
Kissing girls in English at the back of the stairs. You're a honey with a following of innocent boys. They never know it because you never show it. You always get your way. They never know it because you never show it. You always get your way. You and her been taking pictures of your obsessions. Cause I met a boy who went through one of your sessions. In his blue velour and silk you liberated the boy I never rated. Now he's throwing discus from Liverpool and Whitney. You liberated the boy I never rated. Now he's doing business. Stars of track and field you are. Stars of track and field you are. Stars of track and field are beautiful people. Could I write a piece about you now that you've made it? About the hours spent the wilderness in your training. You only did it so that you could wear terry underwear, feel the city air run past your body. Your terry underwear and feel the city air run past your body. Could I write a requiem for you when you're dead? She had the move, she had the speed, it went to her head. She never needed anyone to get around the track, but when she's on the knowledge to go into college, but when she's off track and field you are. Stars of track and field you are. Stars of track and field are beautiful people. Stars of track and field you are. Stars of track and we'll
can just stay home and tend to my alien. It's not like I long for much of anything at all. I realize it's not a lie that lives inside of me. It's me and only me. Well, I can just stay home and tend to my alien. It's not like I long.
When is the best time to talk to your family about staying in touch during a disaster? When floodwaters reach your door? When wildfires are engulfing the edge of your neighborhood? Or an earthquake is destroying buildings? When a tornado is tearing through town? Or a hurricane strikes? Or is the best time perhaps today? During a disaster, you may not be able to stay in touch with your family or friends as easily as you think. And it's not always as simple as using your cell phone. That's why now is the time to take action. Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You're nothing.
Hi, I'm Bruce Hornsby, and whenever I'm in Boston, I listen to WMFO 91.5 on your radio dial.
Bringing back sweet memories. Hey, window, with all my heart.